Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
You already had that our theme this year is Faith Over Fear. And next week, we are really going to dive into the theme as you get to hear stories from our team leaders about faith over fear. But I just want to highlight a few thoughts today concerning that subject. Yesterday, I had an amazing time with our young teens at a camp, over 700 of them. At Seroma, it's been amazing. P7 Vakis to S3s. These are future leaders. Amazing. And something that excited me about the teenagers is that teenagers, in a way, like to do very risky things. They like to dare things. And so we had a small group meeting, and we asked ourselves questions of, what's the most daring thing you've done in life? And they began to share. And somehow, I'm not very old, but I couldn't think of things I've done that are very daring. I could only remember things when I was younger. Because there's something about having faith like a child. It's a faith that doesn't have fear in sight. They have that trust. And so I remember that at their age, as a teenager, we once decided as a small group here at Watoto of teenagers, let's go whitewater rafting. Now, I don't swim, but it was an exciting thought. Whitewater rafting? And we went to the Nile, and in the morning it was fun until we got there, and they said, you got a sign just in case you die, you won't accuse us as the adventure team for doing that. But somehow, teenagers, it's either peer pressure or faith. We just signed and went on that whitewater rafting, and we got our jackets on and helmets on, and the instructor told us all the stuff we got to do. And then we went on the easy part and told us, this is what happens. If I tell you to do this, do this. At that point, we were just excited, take pictures. We're not listening to the instructions properly. And we just kept on going until you hit the white waters. The first ones were a little easy, but they shook us. And we're like, this thing is serious. You can easily die. And so we kept going. And then he starts telling us stories. There was somebody who was trying to explore which route we take, and they died there. Then the other side. You're on the boat, you can't go back. The river just keeps flowing. And so we get to a point, and he tells us the class of the rapids we're going to go through, and you could hear them. They were roaring, and they were white. And there's the first guys who were ahead of us kept going, and they were mostly tourists, and so we waited for them, and we were watching. And their raft got hit, boom, and you see everybody flying. So at that point, the guy who was with us, the key guy, he's standing. So he asks us, hey guys, if you're not ready to go through that white water, there was a safety boat nearby. You can choose to go. This safety boat will not capsize. It will not do all of that, but you will miss on the fun. It takes another route. So asked us, anybody, because the safety boat is here. Faith over fear. Here's the reality in life. We are beginning this year. You all have a dream in your heart. You have a goal. Maybe you've called it a resolution. There's something you want to achieve in 2019. And I guarantee you, 2019 is, any season in life is almost like whitewater rafting. There's going to be calm paths, but there's going to be points where you have to make decisions. And they're going to be tough decisions. You have your dream, your goal ahead of you. And at that moment of decision, there's going to be a safety boat. And usually, it is called fear. You just jump out, get to a comfort zone. Let's just be comfortable. Let's keep things as they have been. Let's not just do anything. Let it just go through. This year, 2019, we don't want to choose fear. We're going to choose faith that trusts God for the impossible. And that's because you heard on the video, Marilyn said, the past has been great, but we're excited about the future. You know, for us to embrace that future, we got to do it by faith. And I love one of our core values is faith. What Toto Church was built by faith. You're going to hear those stories. And let me tell you what, it will continue to be built by faith. Will continue to be built by faith. And so this year, as we celebrate 25 years of global impact of our children, our Toto Children's Choir, is a story of faith. As we also look at 35 years, God has been good to us as Watoto. But we look ahead and we look with eyes of faith. Because the things around us may want us to go to the safety boat. Just accept things as they are. And so I want to challenge us today to be people of faith. Even as we pray, we're going to pray the promises of God. The children of Israel were in bondage for over 400 years, and God says, time up, it's time for you to go to the land I have promised for you and gave to your forefathers. And he sent Moses, and there were spectacular things God did. And when the children of Israel reached the point of decision, just at the point before they could inherit the promised land, Moses decided to get 12 leaders from the various tribes and sent them out. Go see the land. Go check it out. And come back and tell us what your report is. Numbers 13 and 14. Go read it. I'm not going to read all of it. But in verse 18, here's what Moses tells the spies to do. He says, go up through the Negev land on the hill country, see what the land is like, whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. Get the facts. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees in it or not? Do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land. Moses was just saying, hey guys, go ahead of us. Tell us what that land looks like. Because God had already told them it's a land flowing with milk and honey. But for some of us, we need some facts in order to move. And that's for the majority of us. And so the spies go and they bring back a report. And in verse 26 of Numbers 13, it says, they came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh, a place in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us. And here is the fact. It does flow with milk and honey. That's amazing. That's the truth. When God says something, he means it and it's true. You can count on it. Here's the fruit, they said. Then fear jumped in. Verse 28. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites, those guys can hit you. The Jebusites and the Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. They were going on ranting all the negative stuff. Then verse 30, a man who chose faith over fear called Caleb. In verse 30, he spoke, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses. You know what? There's times when you got to silence some people who are around you. When they begin to say all kinds of negative things. No, it is impossible. We can't do this. We can't. You got to tell them, hush, be quiet. Because this is the truth. Faith has a language and so does fear. And you have to be discerning. to know, is this a language of fear or is this a language of faith? The language of faith is the language of the Bible. And we got to choose faith over fear. So Caleb silenced the people, and then he said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. Speaking faith. But the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. Because you see, just saying, oh, I'm conquering my fear now. Fear likes to rise up every now and then. And here he silenced them, but they couldn't hear. They begin to say fear things again. So they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, the land we explored devours those who are living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Enoch, come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. Faith has lenses, and so does fear. Here we see the lenses of fear. Begin to see themselves as grasshoppers. And even say the people actually approve that we are grasshoppers. We look like grasshoppers. Those are fear statements. When we say faith over fear this year, this is what we mean. There are going to be moments when fear will come, but we are going to choose faith. It doesn't mean there won't be things that scare us. These facts were real. There were giants. There were going to be challenges. But the Bible talks about Caleb and Joshua, the two who are different. Says these two had a different spirit. They chose to be men of faith in amidst the fear that was there. And verse 14 talks about how they wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb and Moses and Aaron. And it goes on to say they decided, we want to go back to how things were. Children of Israel. And God was not happy with them. And God said to them, none of you is going to inherit the promised future, except those who chose faith over fear. Only Joshua and Caleb are going to see that land. And all those who are still young, below the age of 20. So the Bible said. And from that point, they spent another 40 years. Because God had to allow 40 years for that generation that didn't choose faith to be wiped out. God has given us a dream as Watoto to bring healing to these cities and to the nations. There are giants in the land, huge giants. And as Watoto Church this year, we are saying, yes, there may be giants. Yes, there will be challenges. But as a church, we still believe healing is possible for Uganda. We still believe healing is possible for our country. We still believe the children who have been abandoned can be future leaders. We still believe the marginalized women and abandoned women who have been abused and left as the scum of community can have their dignity restored. And we still believe our neighborhoods can be healed. We still believe that our education system in Uganda can be changed so that it is an education that's character-based and not just career-based. We still believe that these women can get good jobs and look after their families. We still believe that healthcare can be better. We even believe that the housing situation in our city can change. Those are massive things. And so God is taking us on a journey saying, the dream is there, but I'm going to test your faith. Are you going to choose faith? Or are you going to go on the comfort boat of fear? From this story, we see that God will always give us a promise. And God has a promise for you. You can find it in His Word. And as we pray today through our goals and the things as a church that we want to see happen, we're going to claim the promises of God. Because our faith does not come from us. The Bible says faith comes by hearing the word, the promises of God. And when we hear his promises, when we know his promises, then it gives us courage to trust him for more. So God gave them a promise. But with the promise came a test. That's another thought I need you to have. That yes, God has promised you things this year. But there's going to come points of testing where you have to choose between faith and fear. And I hope you will choose faith. Because you know he who promised is faithful. So faith says, I trust God. There will be times as well where you need to translate your faith into action. Because faith without action is dead. You gotta make the move. May 2019 be for some of you a year where you try out something new. There are certain things maybe you've been keeping in your heart and saying, one day I hope I will do this. One day I hope I'll do this. May that one day be this year, 2019. And make that move. Because fear has kept that dream paralyzed for a long time. This year, as you choose faith, that dream will begin to become reality. Whenever you choose faith over fear, like Joshua and Caleb, here's what I want to say. The challenges will be there, but you will inherit the promise. You will inherit that future that God has for you. So what does that mean for you as we get ready to pray? Please know that God has promises for your life, and I've said it. How do you know those promises? Through his word. People of faith are people of the word of God. Fall in love with God's word in 2019. Read it, study it, meditate on it. Because that's where we get to know the promises of God. And secondly, trust God's word. Let it not just be something you know. Let it be something you believe. Something that is in your heart from a conviction point of view. I love what Jesus once said. He said, all things are possible for people who believe. All things are possible. And today, even as we demonstrate our faith in God through prayer, may 2019 be a season where you are a man and a woman of prayer. You bring those situations before God. Because, listen, my friends, God says, ask, and ask big. Ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and heaven's doors will be open. That's what we're going to do in a moment. But for now, when I think about the entire Bible, who would really exemplify this whole subject of faith over fear? And there's many throughout the Bible. You just read and are amazed. Joshua and Caleb and many others, David and Esther. But when I think about Jesus, he really showed us how to choose faith over fear. At that moment when he was faced with the cross before him, he had a moment where he felt like, Lord, if you could take this cup of suffering away, because it's going to be painful, Lord, I know. It's going to be shameful. But he chose faith. He said, not my will, but yours be done. Showed us how to choose faith over fear. And that's why the author in Hebrews says, Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.